there are a number of concerning components in that bill, but this is one for me. And I spent a long time talking with Freeborn County Sheriff Kurt Freitag and Dodge County Sheriff Scott Rose on the subject of removing the ability of law enforcement. So it would change this so law enforcement could not pull people over for what we're going to call minor violations, such as tabs that have expired. That one isn't as big a deal for me, except it will be for the state if it goes through, because that's where road and bridge revenue comes from. But the safety ones, the headlight out, taillights and brake lights not working, even things hanging from a rearview mirror. And as I'm talking to these sheriffs, they explain to me the safety issues involved with these things. For example, when you have a headlight out, it not only makes it more difficult for the driver to see at night, it makes it more difficult for people to see you. I actually was almost broadsided quite a few years ago by a situation where the driver had one headlight out and the other headlight was kind of blocked by the car in front of it. So I never even knew there was a car coming. It's definitely a safety situation. And things hanging from a mirror might not seem like a big deal, but you can have something as small as a pencil hanging from a rearview mirror, and it can block your view of a motorcycle in the distance or a child playing on the side of the road. And so these are all, I think, issues that we do want our police officers pulling people over for. And when I talked to the sheriffs, they said it very rarely do they cite people when they pull them over for these minor infractions. They use it as an educational component and kind of say, hey, you need to go get this fixed, and there's safety concerns here. And so it's just taking away a tool that I think is important. I understand the reasonings, you know, they're reacting to the tragic death of Dante Wright in Brooklyn Center, but I just don't see this as solving that problem.